219 the talk.
Freedom.
Let freedom swallow you whole.
Let's talk about real issues. Freedom.
Free your mind, body, and soul.
Life. Love.
Welcome to 219 The Talk. That's right, baby. It is Monday. It's Monday. You know, I'm going to tell you about this fool weather here right here in Houston, y'all. This weather right here, my Lord and my God. See, if you're not a believer in God, you won't understand what I'm about to say. Truly, God, my God, is in control. He's in control. There is no way we should be going through what we're going through with all of these. But the Lord wants to show us who's in control. And I'm good. But before we get started, I'm going to let you know what's going on in your weather. How about that? I do this weather segment on my other show, so might as well do it on here. Especially knowing the fact that it is something else outside. We woke up to rain, y'all. Okay, we woke up to rain. Now, my God, and when I say cold, my Lord, it's cold outside. All I'm saying. All right. So for tonight, it's going to be partly cloudy after midnight, then becoming mostly cloudy late. Of course, it's late already. Okay. Showers likely early in the evening, isolated thunderstorms, a chance of showers and patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of rain 80%, decreasing to 20%. So, we're coming out the rain, y'all. All right, Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 50s. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour for Tuesday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for that Wednesday, what we call it, y'all, hump day. Oh, my goodness. Halfway through the week, it's going to be mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. So, y'all, get your jackets, okay? Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for Wednesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy in the lows in the upper 30s. Jesus, be a fit. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're listening to 219, The Talk, where ain't nobody in control but Jesus. I'm trying to tell y'all. Oh, my God. And one of the things I can say about today is that I give all glory and praise to the Almighty God for making it through. It was storming. It's not storming, but that windshield and those windshield wipers had a workout helping me get to work. So I just want to give God some praise. What's going on this? What's going on this? How you doing? Okay. Can you hear me? Onis? Okay, I don't know if she can hear me. So again, welcome to 219 The Talk, where we are talking about real issues amongst real people.
219.
All right. Onis, can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I am awesome, fabulous, blessed, highly favored. What else can I think of? Just all that good stuff.
Now you didn't leave the house. Well, it's just me and you for right now. Oh, wait a minute.
I didn't think y'all was going to do this show without JD. I know dadgum well y'all knew better than that.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, listen, you're here now. How are you?
I'm good. I'm in the midst of the storm. My wife got me slaving over a hot stove for her.
Wait a minute. You over the stove? I can't see you from here. But I think, let me see. Let me sniff the air.
Can you smell it?
Oh, Lord, he's in the kitchen. Oh, it's, he in the kitchen, Jesus. He's in the kitchen.
Can he smell it?
Oh, my God. What y'all think about this rain today? Oh, my God.
Girl, I looked out my window and closed my shades. I've been inside all day.
I almost couldn't get out the bed this morning. I'm going to just be real with you. It was rough. Oh, my.
Let me tell you something. Houston is a land of confusion. The women don't know what they want to do. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Say again, Ona. I said it may not know what it want to do, but it's doing everything that it can.
Exactly.
What's going on, Trainer Ray? What's going on in the Crooked Letter?
Oh, man. Slow boogie. Nothing going on in the Crooked Letter except a bunch of nothing. You heard me?
Oh, my God. Listen. We showed Miss Trainer Ray on the show to let us know what's happening in the is Mississippi.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
How's the weather in Mississippi?
How the weather right now is about 59 degrees.
Oh, y'all doing good, right?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice right now, man. We ain't got no,
like 59,
no complaints,
that's
no
right
rain,
on time.
No snow. Huh?
I'll say 59 is right on time.
Right on time. It's nice right now. I mean, we ain't got no bad weather, no snow, no rain. So, hey, we
oh,
just
yeah.
chilling down here in the dirty still.
Praise the Lord.
Oh,
but down
God.
Here in Houston, it's raining and cold.
Our
weather is out of control. It don't know what to do with itself.
Oh, my God.
Raining and cold.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Okay.
That's why I'm inside the house in a good position.
All the time.
I'm stepping out the way. Yeah. My wife got me slaving over a hot stove right now, but that's okay. We'll talk about that later.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, because I'm going to reap the benefits of it, too.
All the time.
Wait a minute. I'm right here. Me and Onis. Or right here. I want y'all to slow down for me.
You and Onis both from there.
In China.
Look, exactly, right? Look, her and Onis both a mess.
Don't be calling us no mess. Hold on.
What they got to do with the
price
of tea in China?
I be a mess, but I'm a holy mess.
A whole holy mess. That's the show. Both of y'all.
Wait a minute. First of all. First of all, Brother Daniels, first of all, the Lord is turning our mess into a messy. Boom.
Come on,
get out from it. Walk away
Talk
from it.
About.
Leave it alone. The Lord is turning that thing around right now. You can't mess with that. Leave it alone. Walk away.
Come on
away.
Now. Talk about it.
That still does not negate the fact that it was a mess to start with.
First of all, if I recall the stories you tell, you are a huge mess.
Well,
your point is?
My point is, don't be the pot calling the kettle, or maybe you just love being a pot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Ain't that a mess?
My last recollection, we all black, so I don't even want to hear. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But y'all, speaking of messes, what do y'all think of the murder right here in Houston in the past 2 weeks?
I'll tell you what. If I was a police officer, I'd retire right now. Even if it's my second day on the job. But these boys out here some killers for real.
Well, they've been killing in the SIP too. We just had three shot last night.
Oh, hey, they're not playing down here, Ray. They letting them have. Look, they sending these police officers out here with a slingshot compared to what these boys got in these streets. These boys got some guns out here, boy.
Man, I know,
and
then it's the youngsters too. That's what's crazy.
Exactly. I think they're selling AR-15s at Walmart now or something, the way these boys popping up with them.
Look like they're coming out of the Crack Jack box for $3.
Something. I don't know where they're getting them from, but I know they got some high-power rifles out here, brother.
They
killing the officer and the police car. They kill the car, too.
Man, these little boys are doing the same thing. They carrying big guns and everything out here. I told them I ain't finna play with them.
I'm telling you. Yeah,
they shot that police officer's car up so it wasn't good for nothing but the junkyard.
That's it. And what I say, owner, they killing the car and the officer.
I'm telling you.
I got a question. Do y'all think Christians should arm themselves?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
I ain't even got to think about that one.
I don't either.
Bullets don't come out and say, "Oh, he a Christian, don't kill him."
Shout out, they the ones getting killed because we want to be so holy. But let me tell you, all through the Bible, God raged war. You hear me? And they was not going out there fist fighting. They had what weapons? The mildest weapon that was used was David's slingshot. From there on, they used the weapons of that time. So why do we think, and you know, the thing is, you know, yes, we plead the blood, but come on now, the blood allows for common sense.
Yeah.
You let everybody around you with a gun shooting. You caught up in the crossfire. You don't have nothing to protect yourself. Come on now.
Come on now. And then and another thing, you know, I've seen, you know, even in the movies, they got where Christians don't carry guns and Christians pray and they'll pray the gunmen down and all this kind of stuff. But we got to operate in some wisdom. We ain't living in heaven. We living down here in the wild, wild west. Serious business. People ain't passing by your house because you're a Christian. People keep going. On the freeway shooting people. You coming out the grocery store. Somebody mad. They out there shooting. Come on now. And then you got the elderly. They jumping on the elderly. You know, beating them up. Come on now.
Did you see the guy get killed at Chuck E. Cheese the other day?
Yeah.
He was carrying a cake in there to his daughter's birthday inside Chuck E. Cheese, and a dude shot him in the parking lot because they got into an argument out there in the parking lot.
My pastor tells us, walk away, don't engage.
Exactly.
Live to talk about it another day.
There you go.
Hey, that's just, that goes right back to what I think JD said, and on one of our other shows, he was saying that you can't fight your, you cannot, when, you know, we still have police brutality, right? People saying that you can't fight your case on the side of the road. It's the same thing when it comes to people. You don't know what's going on in somebody's mind. And then you want to turn around. I'm afraid. Come on, son. Put the gun down. You ain't got to do this. They don't know you. We got to understand that. We got to understand that there is evil in the world. Evil.
The whole lot of it.
Come on,
whole lot of it.
Come on. Now, okay, let's be talking about this. Should you have your gun in the church? Remember what went on in that church? They shot all of, come on. Should you have a gun in the church?
Listen up. They don't stop shooting because it's inside a church. People shoot inside of churches too.
They do. Mm. I think that if you're going to have a gun, do everything decent and in order.
Yeah.
Let it be known. Mm-hmm. Let it be notated. Let it be documented. That everybody is not sitting up in there with a gun, you know, hey, I say, you know, security, or if you got a couple of brothers appointed for security, true.
Now, Boston needs that little shot set aid up there, that post there with him, just in case things get out of line.
Oh, Lord.
They're saying my schedule coming into the Sunday morning breeze. All right. That little Saturday night special to turn into a Sunday morning brief, full with pastor.
Did y'all see that? Wait a minute. Did y'all see that video? Did y'all see that video where that man came in that church and beat that man up on the front row, jumped on that man on the front row? Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Come in
the
email.
Oh,
appreciate
man. He said the pastor was up. Just, you know, just sharing the good news. He looked out, and this man came to them and went to work on that man in their front row.
Well, see, I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you the problem with that. For one, he let him get too close to him. He wouldn't even walk that close to me anyway.
There it is. I'm like you, Ray. If me and you got problems, you can't come in my vicinity.
Nope.
Oh, I ain't letting you walk up on me like that.
Nope. Mm-mm. You're walking too close to me.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. But this is tough, you know. You know, we used to witness this world star, you know, where they just video people. Instead of stopping the fight, they just video people till they have a concussion or end up in the hospital. It's happening in churches too. You know, this world star thing is at the church too. You know, they beating up each other, sleeping with each other, wives, praying them up, two people at the same church. You know, it's just, it's a mess.
Okay.
I tell you what, though, if he had to put his hands on me in that church, they're going to take more than y'all to stop me.
Oh, look here. Jesus himself had to grab me. Jesus had to come back and grab me by my hand and say, don't hit him no more, my son.
All the time.
Okay.
That's the only way I'm going to stop.
Okay. Trying to write.
Yeah.
JD, go back.
Yes.
So the pastor is preaching about how Jesus spit in the dirt, spitting upon his hand, and he rubbed the eyes of the person that was blind, and he got healed. Now, if a pastor is demonstrating, because this is a story that's in the news right now, this pastor
I already know where you're going.
He harped and spit in his hand and wiped it on his brother's face Sunday morning at the church.
Church is over with. Church is over with. They might as well say the benediction in the parking lot, but that's where we're gonna be at.
And you say
he gonna have to wipe it. He gonna have to wipe that spit on his body when I get through.
Hey man, look here. That man gonna need $100 worth of gauze wrapped around his head when I get through whooping him. If you quiet, bro, look here, man. The church is over with. This, we see y'all next Sunday, if possible, with a new pastor. Because he's not going to make it.
What you saying, Owen?
He's not going to make it.
The thing is, in the Word, it said that he made, he basically spit on the ground and made, you know, mud or whatever. And
he
put it on the man's eyes. But the thing is, come on now. You know you spit on somebody, it's going to be a fight. He ain't that.
Look,
sometimes we get too zealous over stuff.
He spit on his head and rubbed it in my eyes. It's going to be some mud because I'm going to stomp a mud hole in his mind. In the middle of that church house, right there, and they gonna immediately start the benediction. It's time for us to get up out of here, y'all. Let's go.
People do
starting to become crazy.
People do way too much. I mean,
yeah,
you
it's
know,
gonna be some mud. But I'm gonna cover mud on in that baby.
Now you talking about the guy? You talking about the guy that wiped the? Spit on the guy's eyes at church.
Yeah.
Look.
Yeah.
I did some investigating. So the guy was his brother-in-law, and he did an apology on 92.1. He sent in a voice recording, right? And he just glossed over it. He apologized, but he glossed over it like, come to my church, like it was a publicity stunt, you know?
We would have both been in emergency surgery. Because they've been trying to get my foot out of his behind when I got this. This going to take some surgery. They're going to be in there scrubbing and everything trying to get us to get apart. We're going to be like Siamese twins.
Yep.
I'm going to be up to my kneecap in his behind. No, we ain't playing them games right there.
No, we ain't going to do that with COVID. That's not good.
If I ain't seen him walk on water first, you can't, boy, hush.
I'm finna walk him.
I'm finna walk him like he got a steering wheel in his chest. So driving that boy all over that.
I got one for y'all.
Go ahead, Ray.
And I don't know if y'all seen it, but there's an article out in the Newsweek, and it says armed white men are standing together. They said if Trump don't get elected in 2024, they finna change the government.
Uh-uh.
Yes, ma'am. That's an article.
What?
There's a bunch of armed white guys. Got together and they said if Trump don't get voted in 2024, they finna go through and finna start making their own government. They finna shut it down. They finna come through here and start killing folks.
Really?
When I read across the article,
God.
I said, "What the what?" Yeah. If you go online and type in "armed white men," if Trump don't get elected, the article will pop up.
Let me tell you something. Them white boys be dead in 2 days.
All the time.
They be dead in 2 days.
Here's the thing where most people don't, like most blacks don't plan for. You know, white people plan everything. If you notice, this is only 2022. That article came out last year, before the new year. But black people don't plan like white people. And what these black guys, like I can guarantee you, most blacks haven't even seen that article. But I can guarantee you, if they were smart and start paying attention to stuff, instead of trying to kill each other, we need to be watching out for you white folks.
Oh yeah.
Because they're on their
way. We killing each other for what?
Wait a minute, what'd you say?
We killing each other for what?
Because you know what? They're on their way to becoming the minority. The only thing that's holding them in place, and it won't be for long, is the fact that they have more money than the masses. And they can, you know, always going to be selling, you know. But for the most part, the ethnic groups, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Vietnamese, and they keep, you know, allowing, you know, Middle Eastern to come over here, the Pakistans, Afghanistans, you know. And that they're becoming the minority, literally.
But see, the problem with that is they can't become the minority when they're giving the blacks the gun, they're killing each other. So they're gonna end up being the majority because we're wiping ourselves out.
We don't have no better sense.
They doing it on purpose. They sold the guns. They giving you gun rights. They giving you the right to carry guns in public. They give you the right to do it and sell guns without no problem, no identification. So you're wiping yourself out to become, we're going to stay the minority because they know and the white folks know. And like Trump did when he was in office, he knew if I give y'all black folks, if I give y'all folks, give y'all some money and some of y'all black folks, y'all going to quit working. The economy going to get bad. He already knew this. He's already planning for it. And white people now, black people not paying attention.
But you know what? That reminds me of back in the day when they started building all these houses out in Fresno, places that didn't have bus systems, and then they started approving a lot of black people that couldn't afford it to get these big old houses built, all out in places where it was no public transportation. They got to have a car to get places, right? And then you saw. White folks moving back into the city, downtown. They start buying up. You know, my point is, we do not pay attention. People dangle stuff. You know, hey, you can get things now. You can live as good as when everything.
Right.
It's a conspiracy behind everything. You know.
Right. Always.
And James, you'll look over even in the neighborhood we in. Black folks, we trying to get out of the hood. And they selling their houses that they done paid off. And they go get a house out in, way out somewhere. Ain't no bus system, nothing, right? And then sell their house to some folks, right? Now, all of them moving back into the inner city. See?
Yep, that's what they're doing, because every time I ride down through Acres Home, I said, you know, they're building like crazy over there around these, you know, the neighborhoods instead of cleaning up the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You want to move out of.
Because they don't know no better.
No.
Interior
work surface.
White people know what they're doing. They know how to manage. They know how to run you off. They know how to do things.
Exactly.
They know you're going to go somewhere and you can't afford. Because you're going
right.
to go get, because most blacks are living above their means or they trying to live like the Joneses.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. We still, in 2022, we still have black folks who think that if it ain't white, it ain't right. So we want to live where the white folks at. We want confirmation and affirmation from the white folks. We want to be accepted by the white folks, and not understanding that. Look, that ain't nothing but a slave mentality, trying to please mouth.
Yep.
You know,
right.
In 2022, and it ain't the old black folks. It's the young ones. And I don't know how they got that in their system, because a lot of them, half of them, ain't never read nothing about no slavery. They heard about it. They ain't never read nothing and done no in-depth studies on it, but they still had that same type of mentality.
But you got to look, too, at our upbringing as far as the kids we surrounded ourselves with. Now, you may have that kid that came up in a household where you had to work for everything, right? But then you got that other kid who parents said, I'm not going to raise my kids like my mama raised me. So they give their kid everything. So your kid that you make work for stuff, now he friends with this kid that get everything. Now all of a sudden his attitude done changed towards what you teaching him, and now he He feel entitled, right? Because he see his friend get everything he wants. Now, something wrong with what you doing. So now he's going to pick up what is, you see what I'm saying? We always talk about the entitlement of white people, but we got to think about the entitlement that we got right in our own culture. We got kids don't want to work for nothing, but they'll take their mama house from them, put their mama in a home. They'll do all kinds of stuff to get, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to work for it, but they'll take it from their parents.
Yeah.
You know.
But when the parents come up, when the parents got you doing that and showing you weakness, anyway, kid feel if he's stronger, he gonna take over. If you get sick, he wanna put you in a nursing home. If you get out of line, he wanna talk crazy to you. These parents, like Bernie Mac always said, we some punk parents.
Yeah.
Because grandmamas ain't whooping kids no more. Ain't whooping kids no more. Dad is letting them run around and do what they want to do. Ain't nobody kicking them in their chest like they need to be kicking their chest, because when we were coming up, you had to be in the house before it got dark.
Yes, you
did.
Or
when I let the streetlights catch you. Now, the kids run the street at 12, 1, 2, or 3 o'clock in the morning. And I told them, it's crazy because a lot of the parents allow all this to go on. They don't put their foot down. And then when you tell your mama or their mama or daddy, your son out here stealing. So there's a girl here, her son right now is on, he got a murder charge because he's 15, running with his other youngster. They decided to go rob the little bootlegger. And somebody was telling the mama all the time that the boy was out here stealing. She said, no, my baby don't steal. My baby don't steal. So now he got a murder charge because he rung the doorbell while the other youngster was climbing in the back window. When the old dude saw it and they got into a fight, they ended up killing the old dude. So now he got a murder charge, too.
Wow. Wow.
Not only did he steal, but he also killed. She's right. He don't just steal. He killed, too. So
the bad part about it, he wasn't the one to pull the trigger, and that's what she don't understand. Even though he didn't pull the trigger because he was there, he's going to get the same charge.
Ray, let me tell you something. I was just talking about this the other day to another person, that these young kids be out here doing crimes, not even understanding what they're getting themselves into, because they don't think about what the laws are in the state that they're in. Like right here in Texas, right? A lot of these young cats don't know this. Like say me and you went out somewhere, Ray, to rob something, right?
Right.
We went to go rob a store. And me and you together, we go in the store and the store owner kill you, right?
Right.
Do you know I get charged with armed robbery and your murder?
Yep.
They charged
because
me for your
death. With the commission of a crime.
Because I was with you and we was in the commission of a crime together.
That's right.
Young cats don't even know that, and they be up running up in these stores, running up in these people's houses, jacking cars and all that foolishness. They don't even understand. If your homeboy get killed while y'all trying to do something, you get charged for his murder.
They're telling them they're not going to get charged as an adult. Oh, you're only 15. You're not going to get charged as an adult. They're not
going to
charge you like that.
They will certify you in the state of Texas for a felony faster than they will for anything else. I probably don't care nothing about how old you are. They got 13-year-olds that's charged as an adult. The state of Texas ain't playing.
Texas ain't playing with you, and I know that for a fact. Texas don't play.
Like they say, you come here on vacation and leave on probation playing with Texas.
Leave on probation, that's right.
You come here for a vacation and leave on probation. After you done went to jail, you be play games if you want to. These people don't play down here.
They not playing. And then, like you said, they don't know the law. These youngsters don't understand. They say, why am I getting charged? Because I didn't kill him, but you was with him. You was committing a crime. That's why he got killed. Yeah. That's why you going to get what you're looking for. Because that's like, these people get, I heard, man, there's so many incidents. I read an article where this guy
was robbing a Dollar General. He was robbing the Dollar General. Another man was in the store. He was shopping. When he came around the corner, the man had everybody on the ground, the employees and other people that was up front on the ground. So when the dude came around the corner, when the guy with the pistol turned towards him and the guy that was shopping had a pistol, the guy that was shopping turned and shot the guy that was holding the place up. But the parents come out, why is he messing with my son? Why he doesn't go about his business? I wish I had a way to communicate, because I would have told her, why is he robbing folks? That's why he got shot.
You're right.
He should have been at home. Why
you're
he
right.
in the store? Why yeah. he, my thing is, you concerned about this man in the store shooting your son, but you ain't worried about your son in the store robbing people and got people on the ground at gunpoint.
Exactly.
How'd
it
work? Exactly.
It didn't. It from the way you sound, it didn't work.
It didn't.
Yeah,
you know,
it didn't work at all.
That's it.
Yeah,
my thing is, he only got wounded. You lucky he didn't plant him and put him in the dirt.
Exactly. Exactly.
You lucky. That's right. You be planning a funeral instead of wondering why he killed your son.
I want to run another post by y'all that I saw. I saw a post that said, if your child is messed up, it's your fault. Or if your child is disobedient or messed up, it's your fault. How y'all feel about this statement?
Well, my thing is, kids are raised at home. They
say
a lot of people say it starts at home.
I need to mute the phone. Mm-hmm.
They say kids are raised at home first. So if you can't give no structure to your kids to learn not right or wrong, they're not messed up. It just the parents don't take charge of their kids and don't make them do what they need to do. Instead, they're trying to run to the clubs with them and they're trying to hang out with them instead of teaching them right or wrong.
Now I'm gonna say this. I agree with you, but I'm gonna say this. Just to flip a coin for a minute, because there's a lot of children that was raised right, and they still went out there and did whatever, you know.
Well,
that's true. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I say.
What I think is, I mean. It got to a point where babies were having babies. And that generation, I think they call it the lost generation, where, you know, I'm not going to raise my child the way I was raised, you know. Doing this and doing that, and you better not say nothing to my child instead of whooping their tail, time out. No, I'm going to take time out and rest from whooping your tail. But it ain't no timeout. Wherever you get wrong, that's where you got wrong. That's where you got your butt whooped right then and there. And they don't do that no more. Kids be all in the store hollering, talking crazy to their parents, and their parents be, Johnny, hush. I'm going to tell your dad. No, by the time daddy get here, you're going to be beat the hell down. Excuse my expression. And that's what we put up with. The teachers can't discipline the children. They go to school all wild and willy-nilly talking crazy to the teachers. My granddaughter said that half her teachers don't show up on a daily basis because they don't want to be dealing with the kids. I don't know if you remember a week or so ago, the teacher was ranting and raving. She was calling the kids morons. She said, if this is what teaching is about, she said, you can fire me right now. People was all upset and, oh, my God, how could she say that? But these is your bad kids. This teacher is teaching. This is the generation that we're putting off on these educators, untrained. They're almost wild. They have no kind of learning. Because there's nothing going on at home. Most of them, unfortunately, are being raised by single parents who probably work in two jobs to keep food on the table and a roof over their head.
Let me ask this question. If you say the kid is raised right at home and he still goes out here and do wrong, now,
only people know if their child is raised right is their parents and God. Now, people can say, oh, he was at home and mama's raising right. But see, like she said, parents ain't always at home. Now, true enough, they might yell at them or talk crazy to them through the phone and say, well, you need to clean up. You need to do this. You need to do that. But if ain't nobody putting their foot on them and putting their foot in their chest to tell them this is wrong, because it's easy for a parent to say, don't do this and don't do that. But if you don't get no discipline for it, you don't get nothing for it. Because I've seen many parents around here, like you said, all that time out stuff, that's for white folks. Black folks go out here and ain't nobody back in the day talking about no time out. I wish you would. I told people, somebody told me, I heard somebody say they put their kid in time out. I said, you know what your child thinking about in that time out? What he going to do next?
Thank you.
But you know what?
Because you getting him time out. You getting him time to think about what he going to do next. What they say, an idle mind is a devil workshop, right?
That is.
Okay,
yep.
So if you got that child standing in the corner, somebody go stand in the corner, you're in time out. That child, and to me, and I told that parent, I said, you know, that child thinking about what he going to do next.
But
you
sitting
here worried about putting
him
in time out, and then you take him out of time out, then what he going to do? He going to do something else. Because he going to say,
in his mind,
people don't understand. What you do reflects to a child's mind. I know if I do something wrong, I know my mama gonna put me in the corner. That don't hurt me so well.
But you know what we do, and we're dealing with the generation where it was do as I say, not as I do. You see what I'm saying? They were seeing you do one.
Right.
They were hearing you say one thing, but they watched you do something else.
Doing nothing.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're right. Because a prime example, my cousin girlfriend, she's what they say, what people say, bisexual.
Yeah.
So her daughter is 14, and now she says she likes girls. But the mama gets mad at her for saying that she likes girls. And I told my cousin, I said, how is she going to get mad at her for saying she likes girls, but she's around here showing her that she likes guys and girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's doing what you do. She's not doing something you told her not to. You got mad. She get mad as the little girl, because she be on the phone with another little girl talking about, that's my bae. That's my boo. But you around here talking about, I like guys and girls. So what you expect her to do? She's doing only what she sees.
That's it.
Like you said, is that don't do as I say, but not as I do. You can't do that.
You sure can't.
You can't do that.
And I grew up with my mom and my sister, older sisters, telling me that. Do as I say, not as I do. Why?
Oh, wow.
Why should I listen to you? Why should I listen to you?
All right.
And true enough, we all have our own path to follow. You know, we our parents probably did things that irritated their parents. We did things that irritated our parents. But in the back of our mind, once we go through each situation, if it didn't get us in too much trouble or didn't kill us or hurt us, we straighten up. We like, ooh, I don't want to go through that no more. I should listen to mama. We may not go back and tell mama, but we say it to ourselves, I ain't going to do that no more.
And plus, you got children that taking that, if at first you don't succeed, try again, and they applying it to the wrong stuff. You know?
Right.
They're applying this stuff. But it goes back to when I was in school, you learn conflict resolution. You learn that the principal going to put that paddle on you and corporal punishment, same thing. You know what I'm saying? The parents never clown teachers in front of the kids, you know.
Right.
It's a whole lot of boundaries that we have crossed because we don't want to raise our kids. We haven't forgiven our parents, so we're going to try to do and this is what gets me. The main people that say they don't want to raise their kids like they raised are they the doctors. You know, lawyers, you know, they people that were very, very successful, right? And I'm saying, you're successful. How do you have a problem with a strict mother and you know what I'm saying? that pushed you to be all that you could be, didn't take no stuff off you, and look at who you are today. But you gonna throw away everything that they taught you and raise up somebody that ain't gonna appreciate nothing in life. That's crazy.
Yeah. Because I've seen incidents where a child wants to do something. Like for an example, there's a kid. I can't think of what state he's in. But anyway, he got in trouble and got suspended because he was cutting hair in the bathroom at school. True enough, he should have been in class doing the same. Maybe he should have been doing it on the weekend. I give him his props. I mean, I understand what they're saying. He shouldn't have been doing it in school, but he's doing it in the bathroom, whatever. But then after he got – but see, the good thing about it that came out of it is they got some barbers that wanted to take him under his wing so they can teach him how to do his skill.
That's right.
He was doing the right thing in the wrong place.
That's right. But you got some people that criticize that, though. Some people criticize that because they say he was just wrong, period. But no, he was doing the right thing. You just got to guide him and teach him, okay, you don't do it at school. Let's do it on the weekends at home. How about that?
He was doing the same thing that a little drug hustler was doing, only he was legal,
right. And
he was maybe not more. I don't know what kind of incorrect you could say, but he was probably hustling to make him some money. He had a budding entrepreneurial spirit. He was hustling. He might have been taking that money home to his mama or buying his brother, sister, you know, clothes, anything. I would commend him. I was like, I'm like them, you know, hey, no, baby, you can't do that here. That's illegal. You know, we get in trouble for that. Or, you know, like they did, find somebody by exposing him getting in so-called trouble. He has some guys to step up and help him. To further what he wanted to do or whatever. Evidently, he was good at it. At what, 15, you say?
Yep, 15 years old.
By the time he got 2021, he's going to be awesome.
He's going to be a beast.
Yep.
And then you have to look at it, too. He cutting hair. He ain't selling drugs.
He's cutting hair.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Yeah, he's cutting hair in the barber in the bathroom. And like you said, all you got to do is take him and guide him. Okay, we can't do it at school. You know it's wrong. Okay, have these kids set you up some times on the weekend and let them cut hair on the weekends to make his money.
There you go.
Don't stop him from making money.
Or after school.
Yeah, or after school, right. Don't stop him from making money. Show him how to make that money.
But it's like you say, right? You got to have somebody there that can see that. And listen, I'm on the teacher's side. But I have met, raising my kids, I have met a lot of teachers that really are not fit to teach children because they got an attitude. They see them as a means to an end. They treat them like a, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you got to have somebody that is looking after the well-being, you know, that is saying, I'm really here to help these children, you know?
Right.
That's
right.
Try the tomato basil chicken
cereal bowl.
That's how you know, but, and he might have, and his parents might have got on, they didn't report anything saying his parents got on his butt, but 9 times out of 10, they probably did because he got suspended. And sometimes not true enough, he's cutting hair, but you don't criticize him or make it look like he was doing something wrong. In a sense, he was doing something wrong, but in a sense, he was doing something right. He's trying to do something legal to make money. He's doing something that he's passionate about, he likes, so you don't punish it. Like talking about it. I mean, you tell him what's wrong. You correct it. You let him know, okay, that was wrong. We learn. What did you say? You live and learn.
Yeah,
that's like a girl. I know some kids here in town. This little boy got into a fight behind his sister because this other boy told him his sister sucks him off or whatever the case may be, and called all kind of names. So the kid beat him up, and the daughter, the sister helped. But now, the parent is mad at him because and telling him, you know, he got suspended. He can't ride the bus no more. But now the parents is mad at him. Somebody, this ain't no vacation. You need to be doing this and that because you shouldn't have got suspended. But I told my kinfolk, because it's my cousin's girlfriend. But anyway, I told him, to me, you make it. I said, what you understand with kids, when you punishing him for protecting his little sister, now you making it sound like it's wrong for protecting his little sister.
That's
so
true.
Now, when next time it come up, he might not do nothing.
That's true.
Let me tell you. I'm gonna be honest. The way I was raised, and I know y'all probably can relate, but the way I was raised, my brothers couldn't stand there and watch me get beat up. My sister,
no.
You could not stand there and watch. You get what I'm saying? Or go tattletaling it without breaking it up. You get what I'm saying? We had to stand up for each other. You could not.
Yeah.
Ray, it's funny, Ray. Let me tell you something. I'll never forget when I moved in middle school. I went to a basically all white Vanguard school out in River Oaks area here in Houston. And it was probably when I first got there, it was probably like 8 black guys and probably about 10 or 12 black girls that were in the program when I first got there. So I never forget this. The first week of school, we get there, and we stand in the hallway, and this little white kid called me a nigger. And I said, excuse me, what did you say? He said, you heard me, Nick. And all he got, the only thing he got out of his mouth was Nick after that. And I hit him dead in the middle of his face, and it exploded like it was a bomb, and he slid down the lockers. Like some slime. They immediately, because I was a big kid already, you know, I had been playing football since I was 6 years old, so I was always bigger than everybody else. So they took me to the principal's office immediately. And the principal, you know, he's a young white cat. I'm in the sixth grade. I'm almost his size in the sixth grade. He's a grown white man. So he asked me, he said, well, hey, guy, why'd you hit him like that? I said, hey, he called me a nigger. He said, you hit him because he called you a name? I said, yeah. He said, well, what if I call you? I said, I'm going to hit you too. He said, well, let me tell you what that white man said. Let me call your dad. I said, well, you go ahead. Call who you need to call, but I bet you better not call me that. My daddy came and picked me up, right, from school because they suspended me. School ain't been in 2 days. I'm already suspended for 3. I just got there. So the principal suspends me for 3 days. He asked what happened, and he explained to my dad. He said, well, we're going to have to suspend him because we can't have any fighting on this campus. My dad was like, all right, whatever. So my dad would bring me home. We in the car, right? My dad would say, man, what you done up there at that school? You just got there. I said, well, Dad, I got there. You know, there ain't that many blacks there. And the white boy called me a nigger. My dad said, he said, what? I said, he called me a nigger. And he finished out calling me a nigga twice. I said, so I hit him in the face. My dad looked over me and said, you did the right thing, and kept on driving. We ain't never even talking about that no more. I spent them 3 days at home chilling and went back to school the next week. Yeah, my dad was like, hey, man, look here, you defend yourself at all costs. My parents were not the one. If you get in trouble for defending yourself, you just in trouble. Don't worry about it. We'll worry about that later. But I was always taught, like you say, I had 2 younger sisters. I would come home, Ray, all my clothes ragged and tore up, but my sisters be clean. Nothing happened to them. I fought every fight for them coming home, you know, growing up as a kid. And my dad was like, "You, I don't care what you look like when you get here, but them girls, there better not be nothing wrong with them.
All the time.
Yeah, it's just, I was always taught to protect them, man. Like you say, sometimes you have to do the wrong thing to be right.
That's right.
In some people's eyes, it may be the wrong thing, but it was right and just. You know, like
right.
You say, you protect your family, your honor, your sister's honor, your mother's honor, whatever. Sometimes you got to get out, and it's just
right.
All it is to it.
And I'm sitting here tripping because she was really kind of making it sound like he was wrong. And I was like, and I told my cousin, I said, cuz, that ain't right. I said, because in a child's mind, he's thinking he's doing something good, but he's being punished for doing good. Then now he thinks he's doing bad, so the next time he might not protect him.
Right. Yeah, it's a very tricky situation, but like you say, as parents, you have to navigate that in a certain way because you don't want to diminish the child's ability and understanding to stand up for what's right, even if you
right.
have to do something, you know, that can be deemed as wrong to defend it. But you have to stand up for yourself. You can't be a pushover all your life because you will create a soft person, a person that falls for anything, and you don't want your child to be that person.
I want to say something. I think that that's a good point because even in our discipline, when we discipline our children, the Bible says you don't provoke your children to wrath, and you don't whip them when you're angry, or you don't discipline them when you are angry. A lot of parents are beating their kids and knocking, you know, or doing stuff out of anger. You know, you got a lot of women that rob their sons of their pride in themselves because they look like their daddy. You got a lot, you know, you got a lot of abuse that happens when people, I was going to say wasn't raised right, but some of them was raised right. They are angry people. They are dysfunctional people. And you are taking a fight from somebody. You know, a lot of times when I was coming up, it was a lot of things said to me. I used to be a fighter. I was fighting everybody. But then instead of having somebody I want you to watch yourself, sir. I want you to just watch yourself, okay? Anyway.
Can you talk about y'all?
You just ruined my whole point, but that's why it's irrelevant. Let's move on. We got 2 minutes left in the show.
No, I want to hear what you're going to say. Go ahead.
We're going to start. We got 2 minutes. Onis, go ahead and say your final thought for the night.
My final thought for the night is that we just need to raise our level of understanding. It's this situation is like a runaway freight train. But, you know, a lot of people are aware, but what are we doing to change the situation?
Yeah.
So I just want everybody, you know, as they say, stay woke, stay aware. You know, it's just praying times. It's praying times. We can't take nothing for granted. If you love someone, tell them. You know, hey, if you're mad at someone, hey, get yourself right first and then, you know, go from there. But, you know, it's just praying time. Houston, I love you. We'll see you back here next Monday. And everybody, you know, hey, stay blessed.
Okay, Ray.
All right. Everybody, what I want to say is final thought. Us as blacks, we can be a powerful race. If we just sit down, start getting ourselves together, start planning and doing the right thing, we can all be a powerful race because we have great minds. So we need to start sticking together and being as one race, and we can be as strong and dominant as other races. But this is Trainer Ray signing out down in the Dirty Sip. Come back and join us next week, same time, same channel.
All right.
Well, I have but one little tidbit to add. They usually teach you to keep your hands to yourself by the time you're in the third grade. But if you put your hands on me, I'm going to teach you today. Amen. So may God be with you, because you keep your hands to yourself, you'll be all right. Drink water and mind your business, and you'll live longer. Amen. So there we
all
go.
Right, this is Queenie signing off. My grandma used to say, you're big enough to hit, you're big enough to get hit back. Love y'all.
That's right.
I gotta go.
All the time.
There it is.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.